This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that requirements of this law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk, and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please, join me for prayer. Dear God, bless Bound Brook, protect our police and first responders, and give us wisdom in our deliberations. Amen. Roll call, please.
Mayor Fazen advised he would be absent. Council President Hardin?
Present.
Councilman Januzzi advised he would be absent. Councilman Gomez?
Here.
Councilman Petty is present by phone.
Here.
Councilman Prandtelli advised he would be absent. Councilman Longo?
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum. Approval of minutes. March 22nd, 2020. Two, regular meeting. Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Here.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The minutes are approved. The March 22nd, 2022 executive session. Motion.
Motion.
The second.
Vinny, you're the only other second.
Vinny, will you give a second for the executive session minutes?
Yes.
Second. Second. Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Abstain.
All right, we'll move on to the, I think the most important thing everybody's here for tonight, and most people are, advertised hearing or special presentation. We'd like to administer the oath of office to Officer Dennis Sable. So I will move down to the, I will take Vinny with me. Okay, I'll leave Vinny here. Please send another round of applause for Officer Sable. I know there's a lot of people that want to leave here, so I will. We have a, in our presentation of communications and petitions, we have an Arbor Day celebration notice, so from the mayor. Cedric, where Arbor Day is recognized, so he, therefore, Robert Faison, Mayor of the Borough of Bound Brook, hereby proclaims Arbor Day as April 23rd, 2022. I urge all citizens to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands and to plant trees that gladden the heart and promote the well-being of this and future generations. Signed, Robert Faison, Mayor of Bound Brook, New Jersey. I'll add this to the record. All right. All right. We'll opening for public comments. So if anybody has a public comment, please come up and state your name and your address. I might want to adjust it down a little bit.
I noticed two people are missing, and
three.
I'm here to ask for the stipend for the Boundbrook seniors.
Boundbrook seniors.
Okay. As you know, everything has gone up, even the pizzas, okay, for us. We have looked into, right now we're getting $3,500. Mm-hmm. We looked into what South Boundbrook is getting. They're getting five. Manville gets eight. Bridgewater has two clubs. They get $7,000 each. And Bridgeburg gets 12, it's a lot of money. And I don't know if some of these other people, we also have to pay for our insurance. Okay, I don't know. We pay to rent the building, someone to clean up after us, and we got to pay for our own insurance,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know what it is right now, but it was over 1,000. You know, maybe it can down. So I'm here to see if we could get maybe $5,000. I'm hoping for that. I don't think we're asking for too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I don't know if you know about it, but Advance, do you remember Advance?
Advance Realty?
Left to seniors $100,000 for a building, which we never got, okay? And I don't know if we will ever get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe you gave us $3,000. Maybe you could start taking some of that money from what Advance gave us to give.
How long has it been $3,500? Do you know?
Last year we were getting $3,000. Last year we asked for four, and they cut it down to $3,500. Okay, it's a little hard for us because there isn't, out of the $3,005, by the time we pay for the building, which is $1,200, the people to clean it, $1,250, and then another close to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the, we don't have too much money to do too much with. We bring a lot of speakers in, and, you know, if you bring the speaker in, it's $150 to $200.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get one for $150, we're kind of lucky. So that's why we would like the money. So
we just consider it as a resolution, right? For a future meeting?
We'll
yeah. So we'll have the finance team look at it, absolutely, and go forward.
I can't hear. I'm sorry.
We'll have the finance team take a look at increasing that. Because
look at everything and then decide?
The $5,000, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So you'll get back to us?
Yes. I will, personally, one of the future meetings.
Okay. I have another question. Can I ask
yes.
a question?
You had the floor.
I'm asking about the rescue squad.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, if I'm right about this, I don't know, we gave them $32,000, and then they had a drive, which I gave, and a lot of my friends gave. But every time I hear somebody calling for the rescue squad, it seems like they're mm-hmm. not available. Do we have a rescue squad?
Yeah, I think right now, so I would say our Commissioner of Public Safety, Councilman Gomez, is actively now working to try to resolve that and find issues. They're having the same issue I think we all have as a scout leader and stuff like that, volunteers. So there has been, the EMT volunteers have just dwindled down. So they don't have anybody, you know, to man the vehicles.
I understand that from other. I don't know what happened over the years that people don't want to volunteer.
It's awful. It's. I mean, the fire department has gone through it, so I think acting Chief Colombari can tell you, they've managed to hold on to a certain number, but the it's rough, and that having an EMT trained and that kind of to get them to volunteer. I know my wife when we had our son, I was out of town, and the EMTs, the police came, and then the EMTs actually mm-hmm. came and got her, gave her a ride to the hospital. So it's really sad what's happened. So I know Commissioner Gomez is actually looking into that. So we are trying to find a solution. It's a private company, right? It's not run by the town. We do provide, like, as a donation kind of thing to help support them. And but they are like the fire departments, right? They're individual, privately owned companies. So we're somewhat limited to what we can do, just try to work with them to try to increase enrollment or find other solutions. So we're definitely aware of it, and it's awful, okay. Yeah.
And you'll get take a vote or whatever you're going to do, discuss it, and then get back to the Spalberg seniors about the money.
Yeah, we're going to, the finance committee is going to look at the money, and
okay, all right.
We'll thank get back to you.
Thank you very much for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless. Anybody else from the public? Comment. No one? That's Vinny on the line. He is excited. He's. No, we'll close to the public. So we'll have an introduction. Oh, this one. Okay, so. So for the agenda, we're not going to have any ordinance tonight.
Neither one.
I think if I don't introduce him, I'm not introducing him. No. I think it was advertised for
26th. Table on the first one, but on the second one.
Okay. So we're going to have the final reading. So before I introduce it, would you like to make a motion?
To table 08.
Motion to table 08. Do we have a second?
Second.
No, not 08.
07. 07. Sorry. 2207 table. That's a bond ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the borough of Bellbrook in the county of Somerset, New Jersey, appropriating $2.333 million. Therefore, in authorizing the issuance of $2.2 million in bonds or notes for finance. And we're going to motion. We have a motion to table that. We have a second. I should second. Okay, I second. Yep. Or Vinny, do you want a second? Would Vinny have seconded? And discussion. I think because we don't have obviously the full the full council, so we want to have a complimentary full council to. With such an amount for bonds, even though bonds are normal things for the town, it is good to have the. I think we have to have the full council, don't we? Yeah, we need a supermajority to do this anyway. So, all right, roll call.
For the table. Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
All right, we'll move on. Resolutions, introduction, discussion of resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion unless a separate motion is desired. Any resolutions anybody would like to remove?
81.
Any other resolutions? Tony's not here, so okay, he doesn't have to get that one either. Yeah, you want to do those? We'll move those. We'll do those together. They're related to the police. Yeah. All right. Any other removals?
No. So I'll make them. Okay.
So can I have a motion to for 81?
For motion to approve 2022-81.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I can add to this. I want to thank the borough. I know Hector has done a lot of work working with Meridia. This is they're paying full price for parking, as well as putting a bond in to for the areas that are not actually going to be dedicated for the Meridia construction, which will support both Meridia 300 and Meridia 1. They're actually going to bond, so if they do damage other parts of the parking lot, they will all be fixed. And the parts they're going to use will be resurfaced. So it's going to look really good for the parking lot. So, and again, this has been months in the making, and I really appreciate our administrator's work and the team, because I know Councilman Gomez was involved too, sir.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a great group. So, roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
No.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Passes. All right. We'll go ahead. Is it okay if we do 84 and 85?
So I'm going to make a resolution to approve 2022, 84 and 85 together.
Do we have a second? Vinny, I guess it's
awesome.
Second. So, discussion?
We have two officers that are actually moving to the county. The county keeps seeing the value in our training and who we are as a public. So, I wish both patrolmen a great career.
I second that. Just thank Officer Kilgore and Jimenez for their service to our town, and I think they're going to do great things for us in the county, helping out. So you hate to lose, you know, people, good people to other things, but
they'll
be serving Bound Brook. Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
I'll recuse myself.
Motion's passed. All right, so motion for 79, 80, 82, and 83. Do I have a motion for the remaining resolutions?
Motion to approve 2022-79, 80, 82, and 83.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Vinny, second? It was kind of a tie, so I'm giving it. He's got a lag on his own. Thank you, Vinny. Any comments? Any discussion?
I say no discussion.
Oh, when it's a group like that, no discussion. Oh, thank you. Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Everybody has it. All right. Do we have any unfinished business?
No.
No unfinished business? Any new business? I have new business. I want to wish the town a happy Easter.
Well, that was okay. Food truck festival will happen before next meeting, right? Yes, April 24th.
Is that's
April 24th?
It.
23rd. April 23rd. So, it may happen. Is it? I don't know. Anyway, food truck festival, the first one in Somerset County. It's starting the season off here in Bound Brook at Billion Park on April 23rd, I believe it starts at 11 a.m. Is that correct? 11 a.m. Hope to see everybody out there. It should be a wonderful event. Getting back to normal.
Here, here.
As we discussed too, the Mid-Rangers County Department of Health had a pop-up COVID clinic that day at that location.
Oh, great.
Okay, so as soon as we get the approval from them to advertise that,
so it'll be a pop-up COVID clinic at the food truck festival on the 23rd, tentatively 23rd. And happy, I want to wish everyone a new business, a happy Easter, safe Easter for the town, for those that celebrate. Obviously, it's an amazing time for what it means to those that, you know, have that faith. So thank you, everyone. Approval of vouchers.
Motion.
Second. All right, thank you, Vinny. Man, Vinny's beating you to it tonight, Tom. Vinny, we're going to do this next meeting. So, a resolution approving vouchers amount of $3.171 and change a million. Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Motion approved. Open any other public comments? Open to the public? No one? Come on, you can do it.
Well, I don't have anything nice to say about that.
Do we have an executive session?
Not that I'm aware.
No executive session? All right. And unless there are any questions, we are adjourned.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, sorry.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.